A Smorgasbord Prime Cut, a Made in Minnesota podcast.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back here on the Smorgasbord as we welcome in for the first time in 2026 of Val Macintoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce. Good morning,
Val. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Holidays, Christmas, New Year's, all that go good for you guys?
It was great. You know, our world shuts down a little bit over that time, so it was a much-needed time with friends and family that we got to unwind a little bit and gear up for everything that's coming in 2026.
And that's kind of what we're going to talk about, because you brought in a calendar here today to talk about 2026. And I guess I've done this program for a number of years, and I've known about most of these, but I didn't realize just how much that you guys as the chamber do in a calendar year here.
Absolutely. We have over 50 events a year. And something we hear a lot from our members are, oh, I didn't hear about that. Oh, shoot, I missed that one. So this is our solution to making sure that we can save all the dates in your calendar for all the really important things that we know our members want to show up for, but just sometimes forget about.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit here, because and we'll focus maybe more on the stuff that's coming up here in January and maybe even into February here. But there are... Like, if you're wondering when arts and crafts are coming this fall, I mean, all of that stuff is on there too, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. We have arts and crafts weekend of the 18th and 19th of September saved. So people, when they start planning their events, they're like, when is that event happening? When is, you know, Taste of Holidays? So all those dates are set for the calendar year. But yeah, even just kicking off here in January, this Thursday, we're going to be doing our business after hours, the first one of the year. Those are going to be quarterly events now. So this one we're hosting at Arts Place with Compass Occasions, and we're just really excited to invite everyone. I think a misconception is this is only maybe Main Street professionals. I had somebody tell me these events are for everyone to come. We want to network with the community. We want to introduce these businesses to the community. So you just need to register to sign up. But otherwise, these are open to everybody to attend.
Well, and maybe talk about that. You know, when someone goes to a business after hours like this, what should they expect? What's going to be at the event?
Networking. I know that sometimes we try to shy away from that in a lot of areas, but this is all about getting to know different businesses. This is about getting to know different people. And so also highlighting businesses just kind of in their prime. So I'm really excited to see what Compass Occasions throws out for us. But it's a great opportunity put on by our ambassadors. They're our social arm of the chamber, and they just want to welcome new businesses into town. And one of the best ways we can do that is by inviting the community to do that as well. So
and usually a beverage,
usually some really good snacks, some really tasty beverages. You know, I don't want to speak for all the businesses this year, but definitely this January one, there's some delicious things to look forward to.
There you go. What else you got coming up here in the next
event.
Little bit?
So we're really excited for the Chamber's annual event. That'll be January 30th. Last year, we did a progressive poker run with three different venues, and we're going to continue on with that same model. Again, this is open for everyone. You can buy a ticket to this, whether you're a Chamber member or not. This is one of those things where we're trying to network with the community. It's not just about business to business, which is extremely important, but it's everybody. So we want more people to come and learn more about the businesses that we have here in Hutchinson.
Now, is this the, I'll say, the awards night that you guys usually have, or is that a different night?
So we're handling that a little differently now. We decided to turn that into a more one-on-one. So we'll be actually selecting the award winners. We had a lot of really great nominations, so we're reviewing those with the panel coming up here this week, and then we will be making those announcements shortly after, and then all of them are invited to the annual event, so you can congratulate them in person without maybe making them go on stage, because that's not really everybody's jam, we've discovered. So yes, this is just a different way of doing it, where we get to really focus on each one of them one at a time.
Well, you guys bring them on the radio, because everybody loves coming on the radio, right?
It's better than the TV.
There you go. We got more with Val coming up. We'll take our break here. We got more with Val Macintoon here on KDUZ. Classic Hits KDUZ, having a chat here today with Val Macintoon, Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce, talking about the new year of 2026. And we mentioned a couple events in January here. For the entire calendar, where can folks, because if they're wondering, like, you know what, I want a copy of this, I'm going to save some of these events in my phone or whatever, where can they get a copy of this?
Absolutely. You're going to be seeing this everywhere. It came out in our January newsletter. It's going to be on social media. It's going to be on our website. We even have copies printed at the chamber office. So this is going to be something that we continue to promote. But in addition to these events, you know, check out our community calendar at explorehutchinson.com. That is where you're going to find everything related to the community. We're doing a really good job as a community promoting that and using it as a tool. And I think you know, it's going to help you plan those moments in town and just see what else is going on, because there is. Mm-hmm. There's so much in Hutch right now. So use that, and also don't forget about our app. So we're continuing to move forward with the Much in Hutch app. Just keep all of the year events close to you within your hand and be able to access, you know, everything that's going on.
And we kind of touched on last month when you came in here, but I'll mention it again here. 2025 kind of was a year of, I'll say, a little bit of change and a little bit of growth, because it does seem like there's more going on in the chamber. Even if there isn't, it seems like there's more going on right now.
Definitely. I think, you know, for a while there, and especially after COVID, we got away from a lot of events. We had to figure out why we were gathering and, you know, what was the purpose. And I think we're back in that, and we do want to gather and we do want to have these sorts of events, and really important in the chamber world. You know, people want to have these networking. They want to have education, but they also just want fun events. And so that's what we're all about at the Chamber, trying to do a combination of everything that support the businesses and support this community.
Now, we'll chat again in February, but give us a quick preview. Anything coming up in February that we want to mention?
There's going to be a Galentine's downtown event for shopping. Ooh. So definitely save the date for February 7th. And just take a look at our Lunch and Learns coming up. So February 4th and March 4th, we have Lunch and Learn over the noon hour. You get to learn from a local professional. Stay tuned with all the business after hours, because there's going to be more of those coming as well.
It sounds like a fun year. 2026 going to be a good year for you guys.
Yep, we're excited for it.
We are. Well, and we'll talk next month, and we'll see what you got going on then.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Val Mockentune, okay. Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce here on KDUZ.
Local voices, statewide stories, a Made in Minnesota podcast.